Welcome back to the podcast Sacred Love, the honeymoon that lasts forever. It's Seawalker's words, my voice. It's good to be back. Should we just dive right in? I think so. Let's pick up where we left off. I'm going to give us a little taste of where we picked up from last time, or rather where we left off. Guys, like a radio transmission, signals are sent and they're not often heard. But they exist and they impact the whole universe. The whole of existence. You can control your mind and therefore create a loving relationship. But if you can't control your mind, your thinking is aggressive. And it's critical. And then your relationship, it can't flourish. This is an important consideration because how you use your mind has more effect on your relationship than anything that you do. Without even saying a word, you project your feelings and your thoughts. And your partner knows, subconsciously, exactly how you feel. It's all about the way we think and this mindset that we bring to life. Do you think that we can be judgmental and vindictive to one person and then separately be sacredly in love with another person? Huh. No. It's impossible. Our way of thinking invades every corner of our life. How we treat others is how we treat our beloved, and how we treat our beloved is how we treat others. So you can see, a cruel person at work is a cruel person at home. Boom. We just need to observe to see past the disguises. The way we cope with this is to divide people up and say, I like that bit and I hate the other bit. So even your partner, you begin to hate. You can use this awareness to take responsibility of every feeling and mood you have. Okay, if you're angry, don't blame someone. Instead, you can say, thank you for making me realize how much anger I have been carrying around with me. Obviously, it was under, and you brought it up, having met you. Then there's authenticity in love. You can admit to the real feelings of your life. You can say, I'm so angry, I'm so full of hate. You, this relationship, have made me realize that I've been living in my ego and I've been hiding. Or you might reveal, man, I am so depressed. I really want to blame you for this and this relationship for it, but I know better. I understand that you and this relationship are actually just helping me know what I've been running away from all my life. I want you to help me to deal with this because I know it's just my judgments of the past, my past. If you could, in your daily life, examine every action that has created a disagreeable attitude, caused darkness, dissatisfaction with yourself, you would simply become more mindful and change the judgments that destroy your life. If we could consciously watch each thought, every word or action, and then move it to an inner harmony, move it to a feeling that brought us inner calm, then the inner life would be fed as well as the outer. The ego would not be in control. The sickness of righteousness would be healed. And in that one single shift, our health, our relationship, and our inner growth would be guaranteed. A loving human being is a loving human being, plain and simple. It has nothing to do with some individual. Even sitting alone, you would be loving. Even when no one's watching, you would be loving. It is your nature and it has nothing to do with your relationship. A loving person is loving, no matter with whom or where they are. That means, okay, you must become more open. To hold a loving space means that you see beauty in more of life and in more human behavior. When you feel blocked to loving, your partner It is always because you are not thankful. You're in ingratitude. Blocked love means you, yourself, are running on empty, exhausted, tired, stressed, guilty, unhappy with yourself, unfulfilled or depressed, and you are trying to blame your relationship for it. It's what happens when we take our foot off the love accelerator. Make your attitude to your lover the most important thought in your life. It means that love is honored more than emotion. It means that emotion, ego trips, stress and business, they do not rise to be more important than love. That love is what is valued between two individuals. All else is simply real, rocky and raw everyday life that has to be worked through in due course. This is love. It means every emotion, bottom, is food for life and growth of love. The end result is that life becomes less serious. Less serious. All the arguments and offenses are just small chips. They are just the ego. You are together for love. There is an immense power that each human being holds in their mind. When people are unaware of their impact, it means that they are deaf to their impact, both positive and negative, on others. They live a life as a drunk would, dodging obstacles and stepping on things. They do not know that what they are doing, either for themselves or in their relationship, every person reigns over a kingdom of their own. Oof. I like that. I like it a lot. There's a lot to chew on. Ooh, Chris, you've whipped up a 5-course meal. And I'm going to take some time to digest. I hope you do too. Okay, guys, from wherever you are, I'm sending my love to you. Ciao for now.